Today I want to finish various aspects of Shnayim Shasu. On Sunday, Meretz Hashem, we'll start the Melacha of Bonet. And tomorrow's shiur will be Halacha Lamais about the issues of Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. We had mentioned the Machlokas Rishonim, how one understands that Sugya Makos, Dav Chof, and Mabez, and we pointed out that according to the simple understanding of the Gemara, which is the Ravid Shita, apparently you see a great Chiddush LaHalacha. That Ravashi tells us that whether a person will get Malkus for the Isser of Nikav depends on what he does. If it's completely B'Shev Altasa, then it's an Isser Daraisa, but there is no Malkus. If you're talking about a case of Misayeya, so in such an instance then, there is Malkus Daraisa. And as we pointed out, that one certainly must assume this is clear according to the Shita of Rava. In the case of Makif Atzma, Rava says that a person gets two sets of Malkus, one for Makif, one for Nikav. That's only if he does something actively, if he is makif esatzma. If it's an act of hakafa where the nikav just sits there and does nothing, b'shev al tasa, in such a case there would not be malkus at all. So apparently the Gemara is telling us, according to this possibility, that the chiddush, that the same isser, namely the isser of nikav, can at times be alav sheyesh b'maisa, and at times be alav she'en b'maisa, very simply depending on what the person did in order to violate this isser. And this, as I mentioned yesterday, is not only relevant when it comes to the issue of Malkus, but it's also relevant when it comes to Psule Eidus, because after all, the Torah tells us in Shmos Chaf Gimel that a Rasha was Pasul Eidus, and we assume the halacha like Abayi and the Sugi in Sanhedrin Dav Chav Zayin, that a Rasha does not have to be a Rasha de Chamas, but even a Stam Rasha. But a Stam Rasha is a person who violates an Isser where there's a Chiyuv Misa, or a Lav Sheyesh Bo Malkus. So what about in all these particular cases? If, for example, a person would violate the law of She'en B'maisa, so therefore, Eino Loke, and that person would not be Pasul Eidus. That's what the Mukayel Sefer writes in Sanher Daf Hei Amud Beis, the name of the Tshuva Sarif. In order to be Pasul Eidus, you require love She'esh B'maisa. If it's a law of She'en B'maisa, that certainly is not the case. But what would happen in these instances? Let's assume this act of Hakafa, where there's Nisr of Nikav. At times it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, at times it's a lav she'en b'maisa. Would one really assume that if one is misayeya, malkus daraisa, and he's posel eidus? And if one violates the very same isser, but he's not misayeya, there's no malkus, and therefore he's koshel eidus? Can it be that the very same isser, the very same avera, at sometimes results in one who was posel eidus and one who is not? The Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Lama Dalet, discusses this in the following case. One could envision the same instance when it comes to an isser of Shvuah, because the Gemara points out in Shvuah and Daf Chav Aleph that the Isser Shvua, sometimes there's Malkus, sometimes there is no Malkus. If a person, for example, makes a Shvua Shelo Ochal, a person who makes a Shvua, he will not eat this particular Kikar. And then Va'ochal, so then everyone agrees that person is Chayav Malkus. After all, that's a case of Hasra Vadai, that's a case of Alav Sheish Ma'isa. In such an instance, there certainly is Malkus Daraisa. But the Gemara is in Shvua Sandav Chafalav. Let's assume, for example, a person who makes a Shvua Shelo Ochal, the ochal, malkos daraisa. If a person makes a shua sha'ochal kikarzeh, and even if there's a time frame, a person will eat today, shua sha'ochal hayom, in v'lo ochal, so in such a case, the Gemara says there's no malkos in that particular case, for two very good reasons. Number one, a problem of hasra, because perhaps that should be a case of hasra safek. Because whenever you have an isser that involves a precise zman, it's always difficult. Hasra has to be Tokeret Ibur. So if a person says that I will eat this kikar today, in the middle of the afternoon, if you give him hasra, that's not proper hasra. He can always reason he'll do so later. In principle, the hasra has to be exactly at the moment of the Averas HaYisr. That is hard to do. Eif shel etzamtzem, therefore the hasra is problematic. And even furthermore, that's a case of Ein B'maisa. How does a person violate his Isser Shvua by sitting back and doing nothing, failure to eat the kikar? So the Gemara is explicit in Shvua Snaf Chaf Aleph that in that instance there would not be any Malkus Darais in that particular case. So if you look in the Beis Yosef and Choshen Mishpat and Simon Lama Dalet, Beis Yosef suggests a very great Kiddush then. If a person is Nishpa Shalalechal V'achal, therefore he's Chayav Malkus, he's a Russian, he's Pasul Eidus, he violated a law, Sheish B'maisa. If, however, he'll make a Shvua She'ochal, or lifroa, to do something actively, and he does not do it, in such a case, there is no chiyuv malkus, and the Beis Yosef writes, in that particular case, he is not posel eidus, and he is not posel shvua. Right? Also, a striking chiddush, that the same isser shvua whether it's sha'ochal or shalochal. There'll be a difference not only in terms of technically whether a person is chayiv malchus, but there'll be a difference in terms of whether he is posala edus or whether he is not. If you look in the tour, right, on that piece in the Beis Yosef in Siman Lamedalet, there is the Chidushei Hagos, which quotes the Ramah, the Darki Moshe, is disagreeing that should make a difference. The Isur Shvua is Navera, Sheish Ba Malkos, Vaharaya. If you were to make a Shvua Shla Ochal Va'ochal, you'd be Chayav Malkos. So even if it's the case that it so happens in your Shvua, it is B'Sheif Altase, good, so it's true, we're not going to give you Malkos, but for purposes of Psileidos, that is called an Avera, Sheish Ba Malkos. And therefore, a person may be posleidus. The Isser Shvua is an Avera Chamura. It has associated with the Chiyuv Malkus. Even if, technically speaking, in your particular Shvua, the Isser is violated, B'Sheb Al Taseh. So true, practically speaking, Ein Aloke, but it is called a love Sheyesh Bo Malkus, and in such a case, one, in fact, would be posel le'edus. If you look, for example, in the Tumim, in that Simen, in Simen Lamedalet, there the Tumim writes the very same Chiddush. That what is wrong with a lav she'ein bo maisa? It is considered to be an iser kal. It's not avera hachamura. And therefore, what is kosher le'edus? But let's assume, for example, you're dealing with something which is a lav hanitek, let's say, for example. There, that's not an avera chamura necessarily. There, the kiyum esay is menatek, the lav, in lieu of malchus. And the Gemara describes in Malchus and Avtezvav that there are times, for example, that if a person will not be mekayim the essay, or if a person will be mavato the essay, so then he will get malchus. So in principle, in the case of lav hanitek l'essay, that's a lav where malchus is relevant. It's just that the Torah says in lieu of malchus. So in such a case, this in fact should be done. In that instance, so therefore also, a person who violates a lav hanitek l'essay, that individual would be posel eidus. So if you're dealing with an Isser Kal, that person is Kosher Leidus. Not if you're dealing with an Isser Chamur. So for example, when it comes to Isser Shvua, that's considered to be an Avera Chamura. That in principle is a Lav Sheyesh B'Malkus, and even if it so happens that the Shvua is Nishbalecha V'lo Achal, where there is no Malkus, nonetheless, the Tumim suggests, like the Dargi Moshe, that in such an instance a person would be Kosel Leidus. This is a critical issue in terms of why it is. Let's start with the issue of Malkus. Why is it that a lav she'ein bo maisa, right, ein lo ken a lav? We saw last year that Rashi in Sanhedrin, Dav Yudam and Aleph, quotes the following Chiddush. How do you know that lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lo ken a lav? Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Dvarim, in Perachav Ches, based on the Pasuk of lo sishmur la'asos, v'hif lo Hashem es makoscha. That's the Pasuk that Rashi quotes. Lo sishmur lasos, then vehifla shemes makosva. The Torah mentions an onesh of malchus for lo sishmur lasos. That means that asiya is required. And Rashi writes from that we can derive that alav she'ein bo maisa, ein lo ken alav. Where did Rashi get this from? This is a suggestion that the Gemara has in Makos and Daf Yud Gimel Umabez. The Gemara says the following, that if that's the source of Malkus, lo sishma lasos, so therefore maybe chay ve'yesei nami. So the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk uses the term of sishmar. Sishmar means yishamar penenal lashanosase. So you see from that Pasuk, if you know sishmar, that number one, that in order to be chay Malkus, you need a lav. And what about the Gemara asks, a lav she'in bo maisa? No, the Pasuk says lasos. So sishmar requires a lav. Lasos requires asiya. The Gemara says, if that's true, what about a lav hanitek l'asei? We know that there's no malchus in lav hanitek l'asei, so therefore, why not say that there should be? It meets the requirement of sishmar, it meets the requirement of lasos, so therefore, why is there no malchus? So that's where the Gemara derives the following. You're right. In order to explain why a lav hanitek l'asei is in a loke, for that you have to argue that dumia de lav, a different makor entirely. In Dvarim Perachav Hey, a little bit earlier, the Pasuk mentions Lo Safsam Shur B'Disho, don't muzzle the animal. If it does so, Arbaim Yarkenu. In such a case, that serves as the model of Dumi Delav De Chasima. So the Gemara says, just like the Isra of Chasima is not Nitek Lasei, so too Malkus is an Alav which is Eino Nitek Lasei, Alav HaNitek Lasei is in a local of. So then the Gemara comments, no, if that's true, if you have to come on to Lav de Chasima to explain Lav HaNitek Lasei, the Gemara says, Hash Dasi Lachi, Kul Hanami Dumi de Lav de Chasima. So therefore, everything apparently could be derived from Lav de Chasima. Poshep Shat in that Sugi and Makos Nav Yud Gimel, it seems that one Havamina was to derive the Chi of Malkus from Imlos Ishmalasos. The Gemara Lamaskana says, Dumi de Lav. In fact, the Yad Ramah and Sanhedrin and Daf Yud poses this as a kasha against Rashi. Rashi writes that Lav She'ein B'Maisek Nokanel based on Pasuk of Los Ishmalasos. The Yad Ramah just simply writes V'lo Dok because D'Habamakos Hadvinan V'Raminon Kulu Lav D'Chasima. Yeah, that's the Havamin of the Gemara. But the Gemara gets stuck with the issue of Lav Anita Klasei. For that, the Gemara has to dry on the case of Chasima. So therefore, that is considered to be the Makor. Good, but again, it's a very important Ta'ara that Rashi quotes Im Los Ishmalasos as the Makor of Lav Shem Amaisa in Lokinalov. Poshub Shat, according to Rashi, even the Maskana, both Psukim are needed. You're right that we have the Pasuk of Lav de Chasima, that's true, and that helps us in the case of Lav Hanita Klasei. But yet, the drush of Los Ishmalasos is not fundamentally rejected at all. And therefore, according to Rashi Shita, two makoros for Lav She'ein B'Maisa in Lokin Alav, and apparently these are two very different halachos. With the question that we raised earlier, when it comes to this case of Lav She'ein B'Maisa in Lokin Alav, Lav She'esh B'Maisa Lokin Alav, what does it depend on? We had two possibilities. One is it depends on the nature of the love. Is this a love chamur? Is this an avera chamura? Is this an isukal? The nature of the love itself. The other possibility is the following, that no, it depends simply on that which the person does in order to violate the isur. It's not dependent on the etzem halav, but perhaps it's dependent simply on this, dine malkos. Malkus requires the halacha of the bitsua ha'onesh. Malkus can only be carried out if a person violates an isser b'kum v'esei and not b'shev al ta'aseh. Malkus is only warranted on an avera sheyesh bo maisa. If there is no maisa, therefore the Torah does not warrant an onesh of malkus. But these are two very different possibilities. One is that it's a reflection of the nature of halacha. The second possibility is that all of this is halacha in bitsua ha'onesh. The malchus of the onesh itself is only in that particular case. The Gemara says, for example, and that's again Malkus, Naf Yud Gimel, that the Pasuk says, Vehifla Hashem es makoscha. The Gemara says that, Eni odeh mahu. What does that mean, Vehifla? So, Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk says, Vehipilo hashofet, Vehiko lefanav, so you see that haflozu malkusi. The term v'hifla Hashem is referring to an usher of malkus, because v'hipilo hashofet, v'hiko lefana. What does that mean? The bitsua ha'onesh, carrying out the onesh of malkus, can only be on that which is yesh b'maisa, as opposed to that which is ein b'maisa. These are the two possibilities. Perhaps one could suggest the following chiddush, that maybe this would depend on the makar. If one would argue that the source of yesh b'maisa and ein b'maisa is all dumi d'lav d'chasima, dumi d'lav d'chasima, maybe one could argue the following. That depends on the nature of the love itself. Is it an isur chamur? Is it an avera chamura? Or is it not? If you'll tell me no, the halacha of imlor sishma lasos vihi pilu hashofet, that clearly is halacha in the bitsua ha'onesh. And therefore, dine malkus warrants that the only time one is loke if there was avera sheyesh b'maisa. Perhaps this issue could depend on the very mekor of the onesh of malkus. So therefore, perhaps it's very critical As to Limaskana, the Gemara is just telling us Dumi Delav de Chasima, where then one could argue that's dependent on the essence, the nature of the Isser. Is it comparable to Chasima or is it not? Or Im Lo Sishma Lasos, Vihifla Hashem, Vipilo Hashofe, that certainly is aloch in the gedder of Dini Malkus, in the onesh of Malkus itself. So yesterday we mentioned a couple of marmakamos. One was the following. The Rambam Hilchos Chirus in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis. There the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan, that's the sugyan of Metziyad Av Tzadi Mabeis, that chasma bekol loken. That if you muzzle an animal, there's Malkus deraisa, irrespective of whether that muzzling was done via daim, whether you actually muzzled the animal physically, or whether chasm v'kol, you instruct the animal, you yell to the animal, and the animal is trained that it will not eat under those conditions. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan that chasm v'kol loken. Why is that true? How is it possible to get Malkus for that which is merely dibur? So if you look in the Magid Mishnah makes the following suggestion, that perhaps simply, akimas piv havimaisa, that maybe utterance, amira, is considered to be a maisa. And therefore, this is not really an exceptional case, but this is part of the rule, that akimas piv havimaisa. The Magid Mishnah points out the difficulty is the following. When you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perakid Ches Halacha Beis, that's where the Rambam tells you the halachos of Dini Malkus. The Rambam writes the following, Kol lav she'ein bo maisa in lokin lav. Good, that's our principle. Ein bo maisa, there's no Malkus whatsoever. But the Rambam writes there are a few exceptions. Chutz me'nishba u'meimar u'mekales chavero b'shein. Three exceptions the Rambam writes. A case of nishba, where a person makes a shvua, that's referring to a shvua l'sha'avar. I made a shvua sha'achalti, yesterday I ate, and I didn't eat. So the Gemara writes in shvuas nefchaf aleph, even though that's dibur, based on a posuk, one gets malchus. Mikalel es chaver b'shem, right? Mikalel, it's nisr dibur, but again, the Gemara writes in shvuas nefchaf aleph, a gzeres hakosav, that there's malchus. Third exception, the Rambam writes, Meimar, that's the difficult case. Meimar, a case of Tmura. Right, I have a behemas hektish, and I attempt in order to switch the Kedusha, this should be Kodesh instead of this. So in such an instance, the Rambam writes, that's a further exception, that there's Malkus Daraisa for the Isser of Tmura. So the Rambam writes, these are three exceptional cases where one would have argued that these are cases of Ein Bo Maisa, but nonetheless, there is Malkus Daraisa. Good? The Tosus in that sugi in Shvuas and Daf Chaf Aleph, the Ramas Chilchutz, is bothered by the following. Who is the one who says this in Shvuas Daf Chaf Aleph? That normally speaking, Alav She'ein Bo Maisa, Ein Lokan Lav, with a few exceptions, this is Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says in Bav Metzian Dav Tzadiyon Beis that Chasma Bakol is Loken, because Dibur is called a Maisa. That's Tosus is Kasha. How do you resolve those two difficulties? Rabbi Yochanan says Dibur is a Maisa, right? Bav Metzian Dav Tzadi. And then in Shvuas and Dav Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says, you never get Malkus with Dibur, but there are three exceptions to this rule. Because Dibur is a lav sheh, ain ba maisa. How can that be? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Dibur is a maisa. So Tosus writes the following chiddush: there must be different forms of Dibur. That's Tosus's answer. There's Dibur de ka'avid maisa, and there's Dibur de kaloka avid maisa. That's Tosus's chiddush. Sometimes you have an isser Dibur in Dibur alone. It's not that the Dibur is a means to elicit a certain concrete effect, but rather this isser is merely an isser dibur. If it's an isser dibur, dibur is not a vehicle, the isser is dibur, then dibur is a lav she'ein bo maisa. So for example, in a case of shvuah, I make a shvuah daraisa that I ate yesterday. Good, that's an isser dibur. That Rabbi Yochanan calls a lav she'ein bo maisa. Mikalel, terrible. No, that's an Isser Dibur though. Mikalel Schevro B'Shem. What happens in that case of Tmura? Or what happens in the case of Chasa B'Kol? It's an Isser Dibur? It's not an Isser Dibur. The Isser is Nisser Chasima. That certainly is Maisa. This animal is trained in such a way that that result can be accomplished through Dibur. So that's the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi. That when it comes to Chasima, that's called the Dibur, the Ka'avid Maisa. Masha Hebahima Minas Milechol. There, that is called the Lab Shiyesh Bamaisa. So Rabbi Yochanan has two halachos. Dibur alone, Ein Bamaisa. Dibur de Ka'avid Maisa, that's called the Lab Shiyesh Bamaisa. Good? But now Tosus is bothered by the following. That's good regarding two out of the three exceptions, no? Nishba and Mekalel. What about Meimar, Tamura? Why is it an exception to the rule? Tamura sounds like Chasima, Dibur de Kavod Maisa. What happens when the person says that this should be Kodesh instead of this? It's an Isser Dibur. No, that certainly elicits an effect. Who's Smrasi Yekodesh? So Tosus writes that if my Chiddush is correct, then Tamura and Chasima should be in one camp, and Shvua and Mekalel should be another camp. So you know what Tosos answers? That's exactly what the Gemara says in Tmura, Daf Gimla Beis. The Gemara says, Lo Tisni Meimar. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that, you know what, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are only two exceptions, not three exceptions. What the Gemara suggested in Shvua and Daf Chaf Aleph, that there are three exceptions, the Gemara says in Tmura, no, that's not true. There are only two exceptions. Tosos says, that's great. There are two exceptions exactly because of this point. Pristine Dibur, Ein Vamaisa. But Dibur, which is a vehicle to create a chalos hekdesh, in Yisr Chasima, that is called the Kavod Maisa. That's Tosus's beautiful terence. Good? Dibur to Kavod Maisa as opposed to Dibur to Klal Kavod Maisa. The problem, however, is the following. That Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yirches Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Kol Lav Shemais, and Okil Lav Chutz, Minishva, Meimar, Mekala. The Rambam lists Tmur as an exception. That's what the Magen Mishnah is bothered by. The Rambam writes, in the case of Chasima, you get Malkus. How do you know you get Malkus in Chasima? Even if it's Chasma B'Kol. You'll tell me Dibur is called a Maisa? No, you see, Rabbi Yochanan, that's not true. Chutz mi nishma mi mekalel. You'll tell me that there's something unusual about chasima, because that's called the dibur de kavod maisa. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes. V'rabbeinu kosav meimar. That's the Magen Mishnah's line, no? That's that Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin? That the Rambam includes Tmura as an exception as well. So the Magen Mishnah has two teretz. One teretz, right? The fact that the Rambam quotes Tmura, don't make such a big deal about it. Even though the Rambam writes that there are three similar cases where you would have thought you don't get Malkus, but you do. Nishma, Meimar, Mekalel, you're right. Tosus is 100% right. And the Rambam just includes Tmura, right? Derech Agav, Afal Pi Shaloha Yetzarech, because Lamaskana, Meimar is Lav Sheyesh HaMaisa, because Dibur Dekavod Maisa. Right, that's the difficult teretz of Magen Mishnah. To assume the Rambam is exactly like Tosos. The Rambam threw in Tmura, but push comes to shove, you're right, that's really not an exception, that's the rule. Nishban Mekalel, those are the exceptional cases. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two of the Magen Mishnah. And that's the essential teretz. That you see from the case of Tmura, that even Dibur de Ka'avid Maisa, according to the Rambam, is called the Lav She'en Ba Maisa. Because all it is Dibur. But Chasma B'Kol, that's a Lav She'esh Ba Maisa. Now, how do you distinguish between Tmura and Chasima? That's the punchline of the Magid Mishnah. When it comes to the case of Timur, it's always Ayyadei Dibur. And Dibur is a lav she'en bo maisa. What about when it comes to Chasima? No, that's not true. When it comes to Chasima, how do you normally muzzle? Right? Biyadayim. And that's the Chiddush the Magid Mishnah writes. The Magid Mishnah writes in extreme positions. Temura is impossible al yidei maisa. Temura is always al yidei dibur. But if you have a love where you can possibly violate the love al yidei maisa, it is always called a love sheyesh maisa. Kol lav she'yesher bo maisa. If a maisa is impossible, that is a love she'en bo maisa. But chasima, since yeshna b'maisa gamur, so therefore, af chasima b'kol, havika maisa. Wow, that's the chiddush, the Magid Mishnah, to resolve this difficulty. Since when it comes to chasima, maisa is possible, it's always called the lav sheyesh maisa. Mashenk, when it comes to tmura, it's never al yidei maisa. So you see a chiddush according to the view of the Magid Mishnah. Pashup Shat, that's against this rive in the Sugya of Nisaya. And that is, we're not interested in what you did, but rather you have to characterize the love. Is the love Yesha Maisa's love a love Shema Maisa? And how do you characterize? If it's ever possible, Al Yadei Maisa, it is always called the love Shema Maisa. So therefore, since when it comes to this Rav Chasima, Efshar Al Yadei Maisa, even if it's Bekol, and Dibur is not a Maisa, you'll still get Malkus. Mashenke, when it comes to the cases of Tmura, Tmura is a lav she'en bo Maisa, and that's the Yotzei min HaKlal, that there is Malkus. The Mishnah Melech, this is found in Hilchos Malva Volova, Perek Dal Halacha Vav, just explains that you see, according to this Magid Mishnah, that you look at the nature, you must classify the lav, and if it's mishkachas al yedei maisa, af bedlo asa maisa lokin, that's considered to be a lav sheish maisa. And the Mishnah Melech then continues and quotes the Sefer HaChinuch that disagrees. Sefer HaChinuch we alluded to yesterday in Shin Mem Dalid, Shin Mem Hei, Shin Mem Vav. Right, the Sefer HaChinuch reiterates, the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch is kol lav she'efshar la'avar b'li maisa, af al pi she'nasa b'maisa, lav she'ein b'maisa nikra. The Chinuch agrees with the principle that you have to look at the nature of the lav, you have to classify the lav, but the Sefer HaChinuch flips it in the opposite direction. If it's efshar b'li maisa, that means that an act is not necessary. So even if in your particular application an act was done, well, that's irrelevant. The Avera did not warrant a Maisa. And therefore, that is always called the Lav She'en Ba Maisa. So far you have three possible Shittas. One is that bottom line is the Koveya. That's Poshup Shat, that's Sigin Malkus Nafchaf, according to the Ravid. The same Isser can at times be Yesha Maisa, at times Eva Maisa, depending on what you do. The other possibility, the other approach, is you look at the nature of the law, but that splits down into two camps, right? The Mishnah Melech, right? The quotes name of the Sefer HaChinuch, right? As opposed to the Magid Mishnah. Whether if possible, Ayde Maisa, it's always Lav, She Yesha Maisa, whether if possible, Bina Maisa, it's always a Lav, She'en Ba Maisa. But this is the issue, whether you look at the Etzem Halav, or whether or no, you look at the Averas HaGavra. And that Bechor should be dependent on our issue. As to whether we're interested in determining whether this is an Avera Chamura, an Isser Kal, an Isser Chamor, or it's Halachin Bitzua HaOnesh, that the Torah only allows for an Onesh of Malkus if someone did something Bekum Vesei, as opposed to something which Al Pidin is not considered to be a Mais at all. This position of Magid Mishnah is certainly a Chiddush, not only because of the sheet itself, whenever it's possible, ayidei ma'isa, always lav she'esha ma'isa, but it's a chiddush that the Magid Mishnah suggests this in the Shita Sarama. Because we've discussed in the past, right, Pesach time, that it seems to be explicitly against what the Rambam writes, Nechus Chametz HaMatzen, Baragalaf Halacha Gimel. There, the Rambam wants to know whether there's Malkus for this Serb Bal Yeram, Bal Yamatzeh. And the Rambam writes, it depends. It depends on what you did. If you sat back and you failed to read your house of Chametz, the Rambam writes, there's no Malkus at all. But if you violated this Rabbi Rabbi Matzeh Bekumveh, say, you're Kone Chametz Pesach, or you cause Chimutz, you decide to bake Chal on Pesach, the Rambam writes, there's Malkus Daraisa. The Rambam is explicit that the Isra Rabbi Rabbi Matzeh, sometimes Malkus, sometimes no Malkus, it all depends. That's exactly like the Ravid Shita, right, in the Sugya Malkus Nefchaf regarding the Sir of Nikav. Again, according to the Rambam Lashitase, there's no Raya from the Sugya of Nikav, right? Because the way the Rambam understood that Gemara, there's no Isser Nikav, there's only Isser of Makiv. So that Sugya is irrelevant. But the Rambam could agree with the Chiddush of the Ravid, that it depends on the Averis HaGavra. The Ravid writes, it's Perish Gemara. The Rambam will disagree and say you can interpret the Gemara very differently. We'll have to see what the Magid Mishnah will do with that Rambam, Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. But in principle, you see where the Magid Mishnah is coming from. The Magid Mishnah assumed that if you want to determine whether something is Lav She'esha Ma'isa or something Shein Bo Ma'isa, so therefore, you have to look at the nature of the Isser. Is this an Isser Chamor or is this an Isser Kal? And it's mistavra that once you classify this as an Isser Chamor, it will always result in Malkus. Otherwise, that's not true. So the Magid Mishnah doesn't allow for that possibility. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Perhaps one could argue the following Chiddush, that's that what Rashi quotes the additional pasuk of Imos Yishmer Lasos. If one would argue against this Magid Mishnah, no, that's not true. Looking at the nature of the lav, whether it's dumi de chasima, is not sufficient. But you have to judge based on the averis hagavra whether the iser was al yedei ma'isa or shelo yedei ma'isa. That perhaps is derived from this pasuk of v'hifla shemes makoscha v'pila shofet v'kova mishpat. The bitsua ha'onesh of malchus requires an iser sheyesh b'ma'isa. And even though lemaskana, the Gemara writes that we have to command to lav dechasima, but that premise of the Gemara, that an avera that was performed al yedei ma'isa, that's considered to be critical. Perhaps one could suggest then the next step, the following chiddush. Rav Zsolti suggests in Mishnas Yavetz in Siman Yud Dalid, the following possibility, that maybe one can split the two areas we've been discussing. One is Malkus, one is Psulei Eidos. Maybe one could suggest the following chiddush. Even if one were to argue that Malkus is determined by the Gavra, did he violate this, sir? Al yedei ma'isa or lo al yedei ma'isa? And therefore, for example, nikaf b'sheva otase is enoloke, like the Ravid writes. But very mistaber, one could argue, that that's not true of psuli eidos. Psuli eidos l'chora should depend on whether you violated an Isser Chamor or an Isser Kal. And maybe one could argue that even if the halacha of Bitsua Ha'onesh, V'hipilo HaShofet, requires Asiya, maybe one could argue that's not true when it comes to Psuli Eidos.
Because psuli eidos, maybe that depends on the seriousness of the avera, the nature of the avera. In other words, even if you hold like the Ravid, that a nikah b'shev al taseh is in a local love, but nonetheless, maybe that person is psuli eidos, because it's certainly an iser chamor. It can generate malchus. As we suggested, no, that piece in the dark emotion, simul amadalid. What do you mean? One shvu the guy's kosheledus, one shvu the guy's posheledus. How can that be? It's the same iser shvu. I understand that in one shvu you can get malchus, another shvu you don't get malchus, because the Torah says malchus is only bekum vesei. So to say some shvu is the iser is bekum vesei and some shvu is iser shev al taseh, that's very reasonable. But to say when it comes to some shvuos you're kosheledus and some shvuos you're posheledus, where it's the very same as a shvua, that's where the dark emotion disagreed with the Beis Yosef. In other words, that you're posheledus, even though the Gemara does say that there's no malchus in a shvua she'ochal v'lo achal. Certainly one could distinguish between those various different cases. So the Magen Mishnah is chiddush, that even when it comes to malchus, you look at the general nature of the lav, and since chasima is violated ayde maisa, losachsam shorbedisha is always considered to be a lav sheisho maisa. What would the Magen Mishnah suggest then when it comes to that Rambam we mentioned about Bayram Bayimatzeh? Difficult, no? Yeah, the Rambam is explicit that it depends on what you did. There we don't assume that the nature of the lav is the koveya. So the Magen Mishnah doesn't quote this case at all. Right? But how would he deal with what the Rambam writes explicitly? That's not considered to be the case at all. Maybe one could suggest a slight modification. Doesn't sound this way in the Magen Mishnah. That maybe the Magen Mishnah doesn't mean to say so literally, if it's ever possible, al yedei maisa. No, maybe the Magen Mishnah means if the general nature of the iser. The general nature of the iser. Generally, chasim is biyadayim. Right? 900,000 cases, the animal's muzzled physically. Occasionally you can envision a trained animal, chasavakol. The general nature of the Isra is biyadayim, so therefore, the miyat is nigra achra. Generally speaking, you violate bayram by matzeh b'shev al taseh. You fail to read your house of chametz. Yet there are possibilities of doing it b'kum v'aseh. But that's not going to carry the day. Right, the unusual possibility when a person is kona chametz pesach. So maybe one could again play down a little bit the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah, that if generally in the vast, vast majority of cases chasim is violated biyadayim, so even if you have a kunz that it can be done b'kol, that's called a lav sheisho maisa. One possibility, and that's perhaps what the Magen Mishnah would mean. Perhaps there's another approach as well. That Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. Chas v'bakol. That case that the Rambam is discussing. Rabbi Yochanan says there's malchus. Why is that true? Rabbi Yochanan says, because Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. The movement of the lips, because you're calling out to that animal, that's considered to be a Maisa. And the Tosus writes in that Sugim of Metzia, the same as we just saw the Tosus in Shulas Nav Chaf Aleph. What does that mean? That it's a Dibur Dekavid Maisa. Dibur de Kavod Maisa. It doesn't mean Akimas Pev Habi Maisa. That's not enough. Because you see from Nishba or Mekalel, Akimas Pev Lo Habi Maisa. So what does it mean? So Tosa says, we're talking about a case where Akimas Pev Habi Maisa. Akimas Pev Habi Maisa. Right? We saw that Tosa. It's good. So the following difficulty now. Why are both reasons necessary? No? If I were to ask you, why is it that there's malchus in a case of chasa b'kol? So what will the answer be? You'll tell me 2 points. The Gemara says, because akimas pev havi maisa, movement of the lips is called maisa. And Tosa says, no, that's not always true. Akimas pev really is not a maisa. It's because the ka'avid maisa. What you're doing impacts. It has an effect, a concrete effect. The animal is eating, it yells, the animal shifts gears, it picks up its head. So there seem to be 2 different reasons as to why it is that in the case of chasma b'kol, there's malchus. One, akimas piv, there was an utterance, something was done. Number two, it had an effect, ka'avid maisa. So very simply, why are both of these necessary? Why do you need Rabbi Yochanan's reason, akimas piv habi maisa? And Tosa says chiddush, that not just akimas piv habi maisa, but it's akimas piv de ka'avid maisa. So this is the chiddush that Rav Zhalti suggests. These are our 2 halachos. These are the 2 halachos. Halacha number 1 is the following. That lav she'in b'maisa in lokin alav. Because it's not an avera chamura. The nature of the lav. Problem number 2 is lav she'in b'maisa bitzu ha'onesh. You didn't do anything. You sat back and you did nothing. There could be 2 very good reasons as to why there's no malchus in lav she'in b'maisa. In avera kala and sheva al taseh. So perhaps one could suggest the following chiddush, that according to Tosas, that's exactly the 2 reasons of chasa b'kol. The fact that it's ka'avid maisa, perhaps one could argue the following, that's addressing concern A, the chomer ha'avera. What are you going to argue? That since it's ein b'maisa, this is an avera kala? As though what? Nothing was done. No, ka'avid maisa. As a result of that which you did, it has an effect. It creates a chalos. It's an avera chamur. It's similar to a lav she'esh b'maisa. What do you say? As a result of what you did, nothing happened? Nothing was accomplished? No, it's ka'avid maisa. That means it's a lav chamur. One could suggest number 2. Well, what about Bitsua Ha'onesh? You didn't do anything. No, that's Akimas Piv. You did something. It wasn't B'Shev Al Taseh. It was B'Kum V'Asei. Maybe that's exactly the Chiddush. That if there are 2 halachos, as you suggested, according to Rashi, according to Tosos, the Chomer Halav and the Bitsua Ha'onesh. So you understand very well why Tosus assumes that there are 2 concerns that are needed. One is Akimas Piv Havi Maisa, and the second is Dika'avid Maisa. Maybe both halachas are necessary. If you look, for example, in Shita Kovetzes and Vilma Tzia and Afim Gimla Vabez, the Tosos Shans writes that if you would have a case of Machshava de Kavid Maisa, there would be no Malkos. Because Machshava de Kavid Maisa, you still haven't done anything. You need two halachos. Ka'avid meiser is the chomer halav. Akimas piv is the bitzua onesh, that this is bekum v'shei. These are the two halachas of Bar Sheva Meisen. Jolt even goes a step further and argues the following chiddush, just putting this together, that even if you assume as that chiddush netos assumes that machshava to kavid maisa would not get malchus, maybe one could argue that that person still could be posseledus, because it's a lav chamor. What you're missing is the malchus of bitzua ha'onesh. How is that relevant now to the case of chametz? So one can argue as follows. This is the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. When it comes to this Rav Chasima, there's malchus. The Magen Mishnah writes, why is there malchus? Because since it's yeshno b'maisa, always or normally, almost in every case, you do so al yedei maisa, that's called lav sheish maisa. One could argue as follows. What is the Magid Mishnah addressing? Concern one, is this a lav chamor or is this an isr kal? What do you mean? Chasim is an isr kal? Since yeshno b'maisa, this is called a lav which is chamor. And therefore, one could understand that there could be malchus. But there still is a second difficulty. And that is, but doesn't the person have to do something? Bitzua ha'onesh. What's the answer? Akim aspiv, havi maisa. Those are the two halachos of the Magid Mishnah. When it comes to chasima, number one, there is akim aspiv. Number two, it is a case where, generally speaking, yeshno b'maisa, and in such a case, that allows for the possibility of malchus. So even according to the Magid Mishnah, there are two halachos. Now, it's yeshno b'maisa, that means it's an iser chamor. Number two, it's not shebal taseh. Something is being done, akimas piv. Even the Magid Mishnah requires that siruv. It has to be an Isra Chamor that you can argue the nature of the love is Koveya. But furthermore, there must be some Akimas Fasayim, because otherwise it's completely B'Shev Al Taseh. What do you gain by suggesting that? That even the Magid Mishnah admits that there must be those two halachos. That will resolve the case of Chametz HaPesach. Because in Chametz HaPesach it's true that you can argue it's an avera chamura because one could violate bayram by matzei al yedei maisa, but a person who sits back and does nothing, purely b'shev al taseh, you don't even have that level of akimas fasayim. So therefore, the Rambam writes there's no malchus. Even according to Magid Mishnah, you have to solve two difficulties. You have to demonstrate that it's an avera chamura. That you could do by, in principle, there's a possibility of maisa. But you still have to have some act for the bitzua ha'onesh. So in chasima, you have both akimas piv and the fact that it's yeshno b'maisa. In chametz, it's true, it's yeshno b'maisa. But why is it then, according to the Magid Mishnah, if a person sits back and does nothing, there's no malchus, it's lav she'ein b'maisa? That's because if it's purely b'shev al taseh, you don't have the second requirement at all. Maybe that's how you can understand that. If
If that's true, you could suggest the following chiddush. If the fact that there's no malchus in one who sits back and fails to rid his house of chametz is not because Bal Yirah Bai Matzi is not an Isser Chamor. Of course it's an Isser Chamor. It will generate malchus if you do something. So according to Magen Mishnah, that's called an Isser Chamor. What's lacking? But you can't give that person malchus because it was completely Sheva Tasa. He didn't have that Akimas Fasayim. So maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush, that even according to the Rambam, that in Bal Yirah Bai Matzi, in a normal case, there's no malchus, maybe that person would be Pasul Eidos. Because one could argue that Psul Eidos, as the Darke Moshe suggested, that's not going to be determined whether you spoke or whether you didn't speak. There we're going to look purely at the nature of the Isser. Did you violate an Isser Chamor or did you violate an Isser Kal? Maybe one could suggest that Chiddush according to the Rambam. That in all cases of Bal Yirah Bai Matzi, you're Pasul Eidos, even though you're not going to get Malkus, like that Ha'ara of the Darke Moshe regarding Shvua. If you make a Shvua Shalcha V'lo Achal, you won't get Malkus, but you're going to be Kashul Eidos. You're so much better than the guy who made the Shvua Shlo Achal. It's the same Isser Shvua. One could argue the same issue when it comes to Bal Yirah Bai Matzi. Even if, technically speaking, for Shev Al Tas, there's no Malkus. But in terms of the Chomer HaVeira, it's not true. And therefore, maybe one is Pasul Eidos. That Gemara Baba Metzian, Dav Tzadi Mubeis, Chasim B'kol, the Rambam Paskins, Rabbi Yochanan says, you get Malkus. Yeah, that's the telling case. Why is that true? That's what Rabbi Yochanan assumes, no? The Chasa B'kol, there's Malkus. And what does Rish Lakish maintain? The opposite is true. Rish Lakish says that in the case of Chasa B'kol, there's no Malkus whatsoever. In other words, according to Rish Lakish, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of Chasima, is there Malkus or is there no Malkus? We don't pass like Rish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. There's always going to be Malkus. But according to Rish Lakish, what's the answer to that question? Depends. If you're Chosem B'Yadayim, there's Malkus. If you're Chosem B'Peh, right? Rish Lakish is the opinion, I don't hold Akimas Pev HaVimaisa. So therefore, there's no Malkus. According to Rish Lakish, Chasim is a fascinating model where sometimes there will be Malkus, sometimes there won't be Malkus. If you're Chosim B'Yadayim, Malkus Daraisa, that's the whole source of Malkus. But according to Rish Lakish, if it's Chasa B'Kol, then that would not be true. So it ends up that the machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish is not just simply the detail whether dibur is considered to be a maisa, but again, if you hold dibur is never a maisa, so you're forced to assume, not like that ravid, right, that the same avera, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Because of course chasima has malkas, but it depends how you did it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But according to Rabbi Yochanan that says akimas pev havi maisa, again, then Chasim does not tell us that Chiddush at all. And so again, even in these cases as well, these are two possibilities in terms of how one understands, right, the very nature of the law itself. As to whether Psul Eidos, whether Malkus is dependent on Avera Sagavra, the nature of the lav. And again, this is very relevant to our sugya of cases of Misayeya. Can the same Isser, when you are Misayeya, have an onesh of Malkus? And when you're not Misayeya, it's an Isser B'li Malkus.
If Belima say it's no Isser, then it's no Raya. But if Belila say it's an Isser Daraisa Belimalkos, again, you have that model, which is relevant to these particular issues. One other case of Misayayin Shnaim Shalsim I want to discuss is the following Chiddush. Right? And this is what the Mechaber writes in the very beginning of Yoradayin, Simon Beis, right? In Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes the following Chiddush, that what happens if Hayu Yisrael Upasol Ochsin Besakin Veshochtin? Let's say a Jew and a non-Jew, we're doing a Maisa Shechita. And it's a case of Shnaim Shasu. Both of them grab hold of the sakin and they do a Maisa Shechita. The Mechaber writes that that is a Shechita Psul. The Shach, there in Sif Katan Lamed, quotes the Marshal. The Shach even continues and says it's Tosefta. That no, Shechita so Kshera. If Yisrael ve'akum sheshochtu ke'echad, in such a case, the shechita is a shechita kshera. Why is that true? The Shach explains the following Chiddush. Because it's not that shechita's akum is poselis. Interesting Chiddush, the Shach writes. It's not that shechita's akum is poselis. It's just that an akum, right, is not a bar hachi of shechita. Akum lav b'nei shechita ninhu. In order to do shechita, you have to be b'zavacht, you have to be a bar zvicha, you have to be someone who is b'toras, someone who isn't included in the mitzvah shechita and forbidden of eating nevela. A guy who is eno b'toras, he's not a bar hachi of shechita. So therefore, of course, he can't do shechita. But it's not that shechita sakum is poselis. So therefore, if it's done ayidei shnayim, ayidei yisrael va'akum, a guy is just neutral. But the Shach writes, k'sheyesh acher bar shechita zulasa, dayo, that's considered to be sufficient. Mashein came, the Shach writes, if you look later in Yoradayim, in Simon Hay and Siv Gimel, what happens if Shnayim Sheshochtin in Niskavin Echad Mehem Lashem Davar Apsul? Let's assume, for example, two Jews are doing Shechita, and one has a Machshav Aposeles. One does the Shechita Lashem of Adazara. So of course that's no good, because there a Shechita Lashem of Adazara Poseles is a Shechita. Mashen kein in akum sheshochat, it's not a shechita haposeles, simply it lacks a heter shechita, bar hachi of shechita, and therefore kishyesh echad bar shechita, that is considered to be kosher. According to the Shach and the Marshal, the Chiddush against the Mechaber, the Shnayim Sheshachtu Yisrael V'akum, the Shechita is considered to be a Shechita Kshera. Even though, right, take a look at that Shach, that in Dinei Shabbos, if it would be Shnayim Sheasu, if it's Zeyachal V'Zeyachal, they both could have done so together. So what does that mean? You're Potter. What does it mean that you're Potter? That it's not considered to be as though each one has done the entire act, but ki'ilu kol echad asa miktasa, and therefore shnayim she'asu v'zayachal v'zayachal is potter. Yeah, but that's the gzeras ha'kosuva basosa. The havamin is that shnayim she'asu, the starting point is zayachal v'zayachal yid b'chayiv. So therefore, when it comes to a case such as Shechita, the Shechita is a Shechita Kshera. The starting point of our sugya was, if it's Zeyachal v'Zeyachal, you're Chayim. How are you chayiv? Apparently the hava mina was that we will ascribe that act to you. So even though there is a gzeras hakasu basosa that tells us that that is not true, but nonetheless, when it comes to shechita, it's considered to be as though the shechita in its entirety could be done al yedei Yisrael. So therefore, as long as the involvement of the guy, right, is not ma'akev, it's not a shechita poseles, that's considered to be sufficient. The Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef assumes that no. This pasuk of Basos of Shnaim Shasu tells us the following. That is ki'ilu kol echad ose palga. Oses kula v'lo oses mitzasa. So therefore the pasuk of Basosa teaches us, this case of Shnaim Shasu, it's considered to be as the mitzah samalacha was done through A, mitzah samalacha done al yedei B. In this case, part of the shechita was done al yedei Yisrael, part of the shechita was done al yedei Nachri. That's a shechita psula, that's no good. You don't actively require shechita poselis. But if you have your maisa shechita, and based on the sugi of Shnaim Shasu, that teaches us that it's a shechita which was al yedei Yisrael v'Nachri, in such a case, not only in Avodah Zarah, even in that instance, the shechita is considered to be a shechita psula. So a machlokes between, right, the mechaber, the marshal, the shach, as to whether a shechita al yedei Yisrael va'akum is a shechita ksher, whether it's not, one possibility apparently is this following chiddush. When it's done al yedei shnayim, is that ki'ilu kol echad oseh es kulo, or is that ki'ilu kol echad oseh es mitzaso? If the chiddush of our sugi basosa means ki'ilu kol echad oseh mitzaso, that's insufficient for shechita. But if no, just as the Gemara suggested in Hava Mina, that zeyacha v'zeyacha should be chayiv, and the pasuk basosa says that's not true, there is no such chiyuv. But in principle, breaking down the act as though it was ki'ilu kol echad oseh es kulo, then one could argue, right, as the shach does and the marshal does, that when it comes to not only a question of chilul Shabbos or not, just was this a shechita al yedei Yisrael? Maybe not chinami. That's considered to be sufficient. One could even raise the following issue. The sheet of the Mechaber, that Yisrael va'akum sheshavta, that's called a sheet of psula. What would the halacha be if it was a case of ze'eno yachav ze'eno yachav? Then would you argue that that is considered to be a sheet of kshera? In a case of ze'eno yachav ze'eno yachav, where in Shabbos we would, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way we assume the halacha, say that each one is chayiv. Where there we consider it to be as though each one was mechal Shabbos. Could one suggest that that's true as well in this case? Mistabra, one could argue that no, maybe in Zeniach v'Zeniachal, like Rashi said at the beginning of the sugya, that's called chilul Shabbos because it's urchayu. But the bottom line is that it was a composite act, al yedei Yisrael v'nachri, and therefore the Chor, the Mechaber, could argue it in that case as well. It's considered to be a shechita psula. But one possibility, this machlokes, the Mechaber, the Marshal, could be this point as to whether we consider Shnayim Shasim as kol echad oseh mikzasa, kol echad oseh es kulo, and whether in the case of Yisrael Apostle, whether it's a shechita ksher, whether it's a shechita psula. If this is true, this perhaps could link to the sugya daf tzadik gimel beis, where the Gemara seems to raise a fundamental abaya. in a case of Shnayim She'osu, in the case that you're Chayiv, whatever the case will be, let's stick with the case of Zeyachlo Zeyachlo, according to Rabbi Meir Chayiv. The Gemara raised the following suffix. Be'inan shir lezeh v'shir lezeh? Do you need a double shir? Two are going to be Chayiv for this end. Do you need a double shir? Oh, Dilmor, do we assume that shir echad l'kulam? There's one shir considered to be sufficient. The Gemara says that's machlokas Rav Chist and Rav Hanuna. Whether shir lezeh v'shir lezeh shir echad l'kulam. In cases where one could envision that you're Chayiv and Shnayim She'osu, is it considered to be as though each one independently did so? Or is the chiddush that v'chi ha'gavna, there is a chiyuv for a composite act of chilul Shabbos? Perhaps that's the machlokas Rav Hamnun Rav Chista, whether you need a double shear. If you're going to tell me that it's ki'ilu kachar oses kulo, very mistaber to argue shilazeh v'shilazeh. When can you argue that's true? That there was a double act of Chilul Shabbos in Shnayim She'osu when there's a Shir L'chol Echad V'Echad? If the Chiddush is in these cases that you're Chayiv even for Oses Miktsasa, one could argue that Shir Echad L'kulam is considered to be sufficient. If one would explain the Gemara in this light, then the Maskana Sagmara, which is Shir Echad L'kulam, means that it's not as though each one independently was Mechal Shabbos. That's not the Chiddush in cases of Shnayim She'osu that you're Chayiv. The Chiddush is that you're Chayiv for the joint, composite act of Chilul Shabbos. And therefore, one Shir is all that you need. Explaining the Gemara that way, it can link nicely with the assumption of the Mechaber, that the Chiddush, and even in cases that you're Chayiv, it's considered to be a joint act, you're Chayiv for Oses Miktsasa, and in cases where Oses Miktsasa is insufficient, like in Shchita, most in such a case, that will be a Shchita Psula. It's not enough that the Jew does part. The Jew must do all. The following Ha'ara, however, when you look in Tosus and Daf Tzedek Gimel Beis, the Ramaschal Omar, Tosus has the following Ha'ara. This Ha'ara is very striking. Tosus says the following. When the Gemara raises the issue, Shir Lazeh v'Shir Lazeh, or Shir Echad L'Kulan, and the Gemara says, yes, Shir Echad L'Kulan, what case is the Gemara referring to? The Gemara is referring to Zeyachol v'Zeyachol. I'll leave it to Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, even in Zeyachol v'Zeyachol you're Chayim. So the Gemara raises Shirecha l'Zeh l'Zeh, Shirecha l'Kulan. Tosus is bothered. Why doesn't the Gemara suggest this? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, where Zeyachol v'Zeyachol is Chayim. One could have argued, as many Rishonim do, so who had Hadinami? This Safek of Shirecha l'kulam or Shilazeh v'Shilazeh is going to be relevant in all cases that you're Chayiv. Whenever two are Chayiv. Either Zeyachol v'Zeyachol either Rav Meir, Zeyachol v'Zeyachol from the Rav Yehuda. So Tosus says no. Tosus writes a very great Chiddush. Then in the case of Ze'eno Yachol v'Ze'eno Yachol, then everyone agrees Shir Echad l'kulam. So Tosus suggests, no? It's one of the possibilities in Tosus. In Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, then you can raise the suffix, the machlokis in the Gemara. If it's Ze'eno Yachol v'Ze'eno Yachol, certainly Shir Echad l'kulam. That's a very important chiddush that Tosus writes, no? If it's Ze'eno Yachol v'Ze'eno Yachol, certainly then it's a single shear. Certainly then it's a joint, it's a composite Chilul Shabbos. Because each one independently could not have done so otherwise. Then certainly Shir Echad L'kulam. The Chiddush is if you hold like Rav Meir, then a case of Zeyachov and Zeyachov both are Chayiv. That's when you can split off. And you can suggest that it's as though that the two Malachos were independent. How can you say they're independent in Zeyachov and Zeyachov? My act of Chilul Shabbos was independent of yours when it could not have been accomplished without you. Aliba de Rabbi Meir, one could argue, it's as though they're two independent acts of Chilul Shabbos. And that's where you can entertain the possibility of Shir L'chol Echad Be'echad. Even then we assume, in both cases, that Shir Echad is considered to be L'kulon, but also it's right, Zeniach Zeniach is never poshut that that's true. Therefore, Shir Echad L'kulon in those cases. Poshut Pshat, one could argue again, Aliba de Machaber, that even the Maskana, we're maintaining that it's a composite act of Chilul Shabbos. And therefore, whenever the Torah requires, for example, the Maisa Shechita, where the entire Maisa Shechita must be done al Yidei Yisrael, therefore Yisrael Nakum, the Shechita is a Shechita Psula? Unlike, according to the Shaf and according to Mashal, that's not true. That apparently without the Pasuk of Asosa, we would have been willing to ascribe the act to each one individually. And only here the Pasuk of Asosa tells us that is not the case. And therefore, when one leaves right that area of the Gzeiras HaKasuv, when it comes to the case of Shechita, well, let's assume that Zeyachov is Zeyachov, the Yisrael could have done, the Koach was there to do the Maaseh Shechita in its entirety. That's called the Shechita of Yisrael, calls man. The Shechita's Akum is not a Shechita Poselis, like a Shechita L'shem Avodah Zarah. And therefore the distinction that the Shach makes in those two cases. Okay, tomorrow we'll discuss the Erev Beis of Shechalim Shabbos.